festival and style day. Starts at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Let me see. Our fourth and last meeting. Okay, this is our last meeting. In this meeting we will discuss our final design and we will do some evaluation about not only the product but also the project. And then we're going to close the project today as well. So after this you will be free to go and spend all your money. This detailed design meeting. We will discuss the look and feel of the design, the usability interface design, and we will do the product evaluation. In order to do that, we have this agenda. We will have the prototype presentation first, then we will set up some evaluation criteria. Then we will look at the finance. We will have to see if everything we want to do is also possible within our budget, because everything costs money, and the more fixtures you want to have, the more money it will cost. So we have to see if it fits within the 12.5 euro per remote. We will see that later. Then we will do the project evaluation and the closing after that. We've got 40 minutes, so we will be finished at 3:30. But first, we will do the prototype presentation. So, some
well, this is what me and Richard came up with. The default spot for the on-off button. The mute button just below that. Then there's the volume and channel selectors. Simple plus minus button. We thought of a help button. If you hold it and you press another button, the help goes to the LCD screen. Then there's the 0 to 1 to 0 buttons, a button for teletext, a button for the subtitles, and the company logo. So it's a rather simple prototype. And we'll have to see from testing
how do you appreciate it. Okay. is this a moment where we ask, where can I ask questions about the functionality?
Sure, yeah. Just pop in at any time.
When you're in teletext, there usually are buttons where you just press it and you go to the next teletext page.
It's just the normal. That's the normal remote controls. So you push it, you came in page 100. And you can use the normal 1 to 0 buttons, but you can also use the button for changing the channel, so shifting button.
Okay.
For shifting up in data text and shifting it down. So.
Okay.
I thought in a few meetings earlier we tried to keep it simple.
Yeah.
A few buttons and large buttons. But I think these are all together quite a few buttons. I'm wondering if we really need all of those buttons.
I think if you look at most controls, they've got more buttons than this.
That's right.
And well, the on-off button, it's a necessity. You can't drop that one. Volume and channel buttons, you obviously need those.
Yeah.
The mute button could be replaced by pressing the volume down button twice. So we could cancel that one. I think the help button really is necessary because there's no other way to know when someone wants to know what a button does.
or you can do it when you press one button. We discussed that already, but we think all people don't know that option, so you just put in press the button. Well, you can't leave out the number buttons, I guess.
No.
Yeah.
And
there's the subtitles.
Yeah. It's rather basic already.
That's what I pointed out earlier. If you just make control to just the TV, there's not much you gain here.
Okay. Well, you had somebody about something about the design of the buttons there?
Yeah, they're. It's rather hard to draw on the whiteboard, but they're supposed to be equal sized, round, with a little logo on it for the volume, the triangle, and
just
stuff.
To recognize it.
Just for recognition.
Yeah, and we don't need a letter or some remote consoles do have so, but because we use the little display, we don't have to use it.
So for the materials, we've just chosen for rubber buttons with a different color than the case, so the Japan. That's about it.
Excellent. Because we only have 30 minutes left, I will move on to the finance part, which is pretty exciting to see if it's all possible and we want to do. And I can tell you, we're going to have a pretty hard time producing this for 2.5 euros. If we see, I don't know if I filled in correctly, so just correct me if you see something wrong. I counted two batteries, but maybe you can also use one. I don't know if it's
supposed to be rechargeable.
It's rechargeable. That's
yeah,
right.
You can just
okay, it's 2 euros off. We need the advanced chip, so there's not much to save there. Here we have the single curved. We can see that the difference between uncurved and the single curved is 1 euro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think the single curved is good for the design and also for the display to have a prominent place on the remote control. I think we have to keep it. Then we have the case material supplements. It's plastic, it's the cheapest one we need. So that's not much to say either. But then the biggest costs are the buttons. So maybe we really should try to discard some buttons to keep our costs low, because we will have to get the 12.5 euros at the end. So if we let's first count the buttons we have now, because they're 16. It will be even more than 18 euros. So
17. Yeah, with the help button.
Okay, including the help.
Yeah,
17. I think we can discard the help and the mute button by pressing down volume long or pressing down a lever long. That saves us 1 euro already. Because then we have got 15, I think.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
Buttons. And this is.
I assume we count the volume and channel things for two buttons each, right?
No, those are one.
I think
actually there are two buttons.
It's just one button, but two, one big button, but they are more expensive than the small ones.
But it's not stated in this.
It's just
so maybe
a reference.
We can even make one button with the volume and the channel in one.
Maybe you can just integrate three of those numbers to one button.
That's a possibility as well.
Don't cut the costs.
So, and it's good for the design as well, so you can make, let's see, if you make this. Looks a bit like a cross. Yes. Name?
But I don't know if it's here.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you still got four buttons, but just so.
Yeah, I think they count the materials.
You got not a button itself, but. On the
on the chip there.
Yeah, on
yeah.
the chip you got still four
that's right.
Four buttons, so
yeah.
But I think because we have the advanced chip
yeah but
we can just count this as one button. But no, but
I
think
this really is four buttons anyhow. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe it is, but then it seems to me that it's impossible to get 12.5 euros.
Also the LC display, I think it's too expensive for the display we use. I think they try it.
If we leave out the display, we can also save money on the chip.
That's right, but what's the big advantage of our remote then?
Only the docking station, I guess.
Yeah.
Which isn't the docking station isn't even in this schematic.
No, it's not even taken into the price.
That's extra. It's where
maybe we should give to a different supplier.
That's an option. Poland, something.
Polish. Don't you think we can, if we can count this as one button and integrate these buttons in three? Yeah, you save a lot of money as well.
You could save money on it, but would it make the remote more usable for elderly people?
No.
Yeah, that's one.
My mother can't even send an SMS message. So
yeah, that's fair.
And we can buy a remote control when you can use it, so yeah. We must stay below the 12.50 or can't
Well, since market research indicated that older people spend their money easier, more easy, maybe it's feasible to just put the price of the remote up a little, especially since we have those nice features.
Yeah, but we have to stick to the 12.5 euros. We don't have any more budget.
Is it possible to?
Yeah.
Is it possible to make one for 12.50? I don't think
it is. If you leave out the LCD display, and if you use those buttons, so I can.
I can't use a
single chip.
So fancy and good,
with
attractive options, so you can stay below 12.50. So
I think it's difficult. So
basically, becoming a choice between like either a good remote and a higher production cost, or just
no
any other remote control.
Or we can leave out the 10 buttons and take one scroll wheel for the program members.
Scroll is one.
Because then we save 10 buttons and then 5 and 1.
We're getting close. can do it.
But only a scroll wheel will work here.
Maybe you can scroll. If you scroll, you will see the numbers on the LCD display. Until you've got the right number, then you push it.
That would bring up the price of the scrolling also.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, it's got
scroll. Push.
Okay,
but
then you can push some other button as well.
You could just not scroll for half a second.
Yeah. That's right. So if you scroll to a number and then you wait a half second, then it turns to the channel.
I think that would be like the end of our usability.
Yeah.
It would definitely drop cost a lot.
Yeah, but
and we need better. And the regular chip is not possible. It has to be exposed.
If you want to use an LCD screen, you need an advanced chip.
Now we can save €1 by a flat Visa. That's an option you can. Then we're almost there.
Yeah, if we could just leave out one more button.
Yeah. So if we.
Yeah, or we have to skip the subtitle button.
Yeah, but I think
so
that is a big advantage.
Yeah, it's a big advantage.
But
can
we use, can we integrate the teletext and the subtitles in one button?
Yeah.
Well, if you push it pretty much
three
teletext and subtitles are right now, you just push the teletext button, go to page 888,
and
the teletext disappears, but the subtitles stay there.
But if you push the teletext button twice.
What if you have to scroll to page 88?
But then again, there would be, it's just pretty much not an option for other people who don't even know what a scroll wheel is. Holding a remote, which they expect to have like 10 buttons for the numbers 1 to 0. Only 5 buttons on it. And it's cool.
I think if you make a good advertisement on television and in the guide, you can explain to the people how to use the scroll wheel. Just make it real simple. Because it saves a lot of money, and we can keep our LCD screen, which can provide extra information how to use the scroll wheel, how to use the other buttons as subtitles. And it's good for the innovative design as well. If you would erase these.
Erase. Looks a bit odd, maybe.
It's a pretty big school.
Something like that. Then, yeah, we've got the scroll wheel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buttons. If we erase this one, and these are 2 buttons then.
Out of that, and just if you
press the volume button, you
yeah.
can control the volume of the scroll wheel. So that would save two buttons. If you
yeah.
do the same for the channel.
That's really a good idea, I think. And that will make the use of the scroll wheel
more
obvious indeed. So we make one for the volume, one for the channel. That's right. So we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we can leave the teletext in if we want.
Yeah.
I think so it's better.
If we leave out all those buttons, perhaps we can go with the flat case and make it smaller overall. So if
yeah.
you put the volume and channel buttons on the same height as the on-off button,
yeah.
the screen right under that, then the scroll button,
yeah.
we had a much smaller remote.
Yeah.
That's right.
Can make a quite big remote control for just the same price as a small one.
Yeah.
Just you only have to pay for the double curved or single curved.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's more the balls in which are being made. Single curved is really easy. You just fill in and
the
cases come right out of the machine. Single curved, you have to take them from the machine. I think this is a really easy one. What does everybody think about a flat or single curved design?
Well, I still think we should go for a single curved design.
Mm-hmm.
And then again,
Richard argument.
Well, these changes are not really okay
yeah.
with me, but since
you have to cut costs,
just have to.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd rather
mean
just go to the board and
ask for
get us to spend $18 on
yeah.
remote.
Yeah, I'm agreeing
with you. Do some work research and see what the options are.
Yeah. But I think we can then keep the single curved one just to express our LCD screen a bit more.
Yeah.
So people will use it more, and especially for the health functions. It will be good if we have scroll bar. Scroll button. It will be necessary to have a good help function as well. So this is scroll. I think it was better to have this process a bit early. Before
yes,
the whole design. But
I'm glad we could make a bit.
Yeah.
That's pretty different.
It's pretty different.
This,
this is not really like for the group you were making her remote.
No.
This will really require a lot of marketing.
Yeah.
To get this to sell.
Yeah.
Because there are other people like familiar forms and familiar stuff. This is not familiar for them.
No, but
so we're gonna have to do a lot of convincing.
I think the most,
but they know the scroll buttons from old radios. They also buttons like that for changing channel. So
you can
maybe it's
you can stick it out a bit, like an old
yeah.
button.
Yeah.
Maybe that's recognizable for them as well.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good one. So. Maybe have to move on. And it's less frightening, I think, if they see this design. There are only five buttons.
But it might be confusing too.
Yeah.
It's like, why only five buttons?
Yeah.
That's very special, so.
I would buy it.
Yeah, but you're not 60.
That's right. I would buy it if I was 60. No, I don't know.
Articles under 12.5 euros? No. Yes, they are.
No.
No, but we can go on with the project evaluation. Let's see. Okay, so down. We still have 15 minutes left, so nice and scheduled. The project process.
So I like set up all these criteria.
Evaluation
of the
it's right, it was
thingy.
The point I forgot. There we are. Evaluation criteria.
Thank you.
So, 5 minutes, I think.
5 more minutes?
No, we've got 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so I did some literature study, analysis of the requirements we set up earlier, translated it into criteria, which would be these. Is remote fancy, the shape, look and feel, innovative, what new functions are there, easy to use, learnability is a very important factor here, is it functional, are there not too many functions, amount of functions, and those functions that are they useful, and the cost. The target group is the remote really for the group we're making it for, and recognizability. If our company is, if it's easily recognizable, our company name. So we're supposed to evaluate it right now. Oh, I have to say, this was a little hard because the minutes of our last meeting were not here.
Yeah, that's because my pen failed to upload this data.
Okay.
I tried to, but it seemed to work.
So,
okay.
Is the design fancy on a scale of 1 to 7?
I think it's fancy.
6.
Okay.
You want to go for 6? Is the design innovative?
Very.
I think so.
Sure.
Also, these four organization of gold buttons. Yeah.
Seven?
Yeah.
So I've got 20 cents for our button station.
Should be doable.
Yeah.
Is the design easy to use?
Sorry, it's a bit. Well,
would be for us.
I would say 4 or 5. 4 or 5. 4. 2. I'll go for 4 too.
Is the design functional? Do we have all functions that we wanted to include?
Yeah.
I think we do. Do we have too many functions?
No.
I don't think so. It's pretty slow.
I guess 7.
7? Do we take care of the biggest frustrations of the remote control, like it getting lost, and there's a lot of differences.
Yeah, okay, but very functional and getting lost.
Are the production costs within the preset limits? Well, they are now. Does the design fit the group of focus?
I think that's a free.
Yeah.
No, I think the new radio system, I think it's I think it's better.
We have to test it.
I don't know.
I think it's too fancy.
I think a radio button is not exactly what all the people expect of a remote control.
Yeah.
True. How we bring it forward?
I'm not sure. I think I'd go for 2.
For 3. So.
Yeah. then we have to do it through.
Is company recognizable?
Yeah.
Is it available there?
So.
And they wanna put fashion in their products, in the slogan of the company. We have the removable phone cases.
Yeah.
So I think it's recognizable.
So yes.
I was also supposed to calculate the score, but probably have another time. Thingy after this. Is this like after this are we done or?
We've come on the other and we've got it.
Well anyhow, these are some of the factors that seven is probably something to do.
Yeah.
Probably not.
And minus one. Three. Minus four. So it would be minus eight.
Forty-one.
Okay. This is just total minus.
There's 84%. I think that's a pretty nice score. Brings us to the question of evaluation. For the process, did we move through the right places, you think, along the process?
Yes.
Yeah.
We should have the problems beginning of our review.
Yeah.
That's fair. And design phase.
So our lack of information about the process. Okay, so this question was the room for creativity?
No, not too much, no.
Because of the finance, sure.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough
room
for the finance. The rooms.
And I would have liked to go for the younger users also.
Mm.
And just be able to access internet and get something of your own.
Working together, also you two people with the
guys want to go.
Yes.
Tasks are very structured, so you can just do step by step, or
it's
very easy.
Would it mean sufficient for the tasks that we had to do, or were they too much?
Well,
mm-hmm.
The smart board, the drawing is just a pain in the ass. But the digital pen is very nice.
Yeah.
As long as they download this data. So are you
flip over or something
flip
like
over
that,
or
it's
more
easier to
precise
faster as well.
Yes.
But if you want to share when you make a picture like this on the presentation, it's easier to share it with other people, so you can save it and put it on the internet or in shared folder or shared
to
your
friends. I tried to open the file on my laptop, but
no.
Not possible.
You need this whiteboard the application, I think.
Can you export it like
Should be possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can export it. Sharing of information was okay.
Give the numbers of one of out of seven.
Yeah.
It's easier to do things like that on a computer.
Yeah.
Or just like the university.
Yeah.
So
everybody gets his own score.
Yeah.
And it mediates the score. And
yeah.
To our last sheet, articles within the budget.
Considering we are not going to make a docking station.
That's a good point. But maybe because of the docking station, the price of the remote can also be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
I think you can compensate that as well.
Mm.
So I think that shouldn't be the biggest problem because it's very cheap to make as well.
Yeah.
Do we think we're gonna get the 12.5 million? What was it?
15 million.
I think we will. We're gonna export this product. It's been open to, especially in America. People are pretty decadent sometimes.
Yeah, it's not a thing. I mean, if we're gonna make a scroll button anyway. Be more for the younger people than for the older people.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just repurpose.
Just put it on the market for everybody. You
but
can
specifically for
you can change
people.
Markets where by changing the flow cover.
Mm.
That's one thing you can
that's
change
true.
It with. So you can also try to reach the younger people by putting fancy covers on the market. Just as a test. See how it works. Yes, I think it could respond.
Yeah, I think then it would be way more popular with younger people than it is than it would be with older people.
Yeah.
Even if it were their cover.
Then I think we can have a little celebration.
No, not really.
Let's see. I think we still have to fill in one more
Question 9.
I think, I don't know, I didn't get a message from the funding of the
put these in the project folder as well. Export this picture, I think. This is another network, I guess. Does somebody see the project folder? I don't. My documents. Yeah, I just put it in my documents and that's okay. Okay.
I think I'm going to make a final presentation now. I don't know if you're thinking about 10 minutes. Show you the summary of the present.
Yeah, maybe you have to fill
another person in the room. I think you'll get the person in your room.
Yeah.
And then I'll meet you in 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, pretty much 10 minutes, that is something.
Yeah.